The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. One of the teachings that we have repeated in the Holy Quran in various ways is the general concept of the hereafter, the day of judgment, and afterwards, people being separated, يوم الفصل, the day of separation, the good and the bad will be separated, the bad going towards hell, being guided towards hell, and the good being guided towards paradise. And what will happen in hell, what will happen in paradise, at least part of that. That general idea being mentioned in the Holy Quran is something that's very obvious. Anyone who has picked up the Holy Quran, who reads it, can attest to that fact that God mentions the hereafter in various ways many, many, many times. Although there are two ways that the hereafter is mentioned, one positive, one negative, two ways that the day of judgment is mentioned, one is positive, the other is negative, there seems to be an understanding regarding at least part of that process that assumes or understands the teachings in a way where part of that is inevitably and unescapably bad and worrisome. For instance, for some, the moment of death has been described in that way. For some, the grave has been described in that way. For some, the barzakh has been explained in that way, or they've understood it in that way. For some, the day of judgment has been understood in that way. I want to firstly clarify that the Holy Quran clearly describes to us that all of those stages for a muttaqi, someone who is cautious and careful in their deeds, to do and go by what God has said, they have succeeded in doing that over at least the later portion of their life, because a person may start off not doing that, but they may do tawbah. You have people that start off bad, at least a portion of their life, they do bad things, and then they change and they come back. God has said, if you come back, then none of what you have done before that point counts. You have a fresh start. And so if a person does that and they continue being good in the last portion of their life, then they are muttaqi in the last portion of their life, then that applies to them. God forbid if it's reversed though, if a person seemed to be, because a muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person is a muttaqi, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them. Allah will guide them. There's plenty of verses. Sometimes it looks as though a person is a muttaqi. That's another speech, another discussion, another area that we need to get clarity. But if a person seems to be a muttaqi to themselves and to their surroundings, to the people around them, they seem to be a pious person, a muttaqi person, But that changes at any point in their life. And it doesn't change back. They change to a life of sin and carelessness regarding what God has said and believing in Him and so on and so forth. Then they don't fall in this category. A person whose last portion of their life leaving this world, they were a muttaqi, if they died as a muttaqi, then the Quran is very clear. The moment of death onwards is going to be great. Is going to be amazing. Is going to be a time of no worries, no fears, no regrets. No regrets of the past. And no fear of anything that will happen to them in the future. From that moment onwards, they are at peace. They're really at peace. The Quran makes this very clear. This needs to be clarified for us. Some of us have heard a lot of different speeches, read books, heard or were raised. We were raised. I was one of those that was at least partially raised in different sessions, different people throughout my life before looking into and reading it myself, that death is very difficult. It was even said that for prophets it's very difficult. There's apparently some hadith that doesn't conform with the Quran, suggesting that death for even a prophet is a difficult process, painful, difficult, and it's something that a person wouldn't look forward to. The Quran says that believers look forward to it. Muttaqin look forward to it. If it's a painful, unpleasant thing, why would you look forward to it? There are those of us who've been raised with the notion that death is just bad, period. Or that the grave is a scary place, period. We read some of the du'as and some of the hadith, or we've heard different things, but in the du'as we do find, look at Dua Abu Hamza, for instance, the Imam describes those scenes that I'm afraid, why should I not cry? أبكي لظلمة قبري. I cry for the darkness in my grave. I cry for this, I cry for that. Those are read and repeated, and good people keep repeating them. People who are not as good like myself, not as intelligent like myself, we read them and we think that this is how the grave is. No, that's not how the grave is for a muttaqi. The reason why the dua describes it in that way and says, I cry for that, is for a reason that we're about to discuss. It's not about the believers going through that. If you look at that dua all over it, we are looking at ourselves as sinners, as people who have not conformed with God's teachings, as people who have had shortcomings, remembering the times where I knew and I did wrong and so on and so forth. And that part of my life, when I remember it, that deserves those negative things, and I'm thinking of what that is going to lead me to. We'll get to it in a little bit. But those ahadith and those du'as are not in any way suggesting that for a muttaqi, the moment of death or the grave or barzakh or the day of judgment is just like anyone else, very scary, very dark. Verses of the Holy Quran talk about the day of the judgment at times. I believe in Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a very scary description of it. People are walking as though they're drunk. You see them, everybody is just wandering about as though they're drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, but they're not. The punishment is very severe. These verses have been taken to mean that's just how the day of judgment is. Well, that's partial information of the day of judgment. That is looking at the Quran in a partial way. You have to add the other verses of the Holy Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Those who have perseverance on the path of Allah, which other verses describe as muttaqin, and the verses we read, musallin, we'll get back to those verses that were read. There's another point we want to get to. That's the main point. But first, we need to clear this up. That for the muttaqin, the Quran is very clear. There's verses that describe the moment of death for a believer, for a disbeliever. For a believer, it says, the malaika go towards them, and these believers see those angels, and the angels are welcoming them to the afterlife. It's the disbelievers, it's the mujrimeen, the non-muttaqeen, the fasiqeen, whose death is described in that way. The Day of Judgment as well. While those descriptions of the Day of Judgment are mentioned in that way, where initially it may seem as though this is just how it is for everybody, then there are many verses that one way or another, like the one that I mentioned, which is a general thing, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, throughout the process.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.